You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The passage today helps us to understand how Jesus' work accomplishes our salvation. These verses, as all of Hebrews, uses the imagery of the Old Testament sacrificial system and shows how it has been completed in Christ in a permanent way. Let's start by reading from chapter 4, verse 14. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The author tells us that Christ has passed through the heavens. What that means is that he's now in heaven, and from heaven does his work for us as a high priest. In the Old Testament, the high priest had a particular role in the sacrificial system, and one day each year he went into the most holy place in the temple called the Holy of Holies, and there made sacrifices that were effective for the sins of the people. This day was regarded as the most holy in the Jewish year. The passage tells us then in verse 15 that Jesus is the new high priest and that what he does is done not on earth but in heaven. And like a high priest, he's a man, and as a man can sympathize with our weaknesses. Here we have the great truth that Christ is our saviour, but also our comforter, because as man he knows what we go through and can empathise, not just sympathise with us. This should give us confidence to call out to him and to trust him. Chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, goes on to reinforce Christ's role as the high priest of the new covenant and speaks about Christ's sufferings in the verses that follow, verses 7 to 10, that I'll now read. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard for his godly fear. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. For Jesus to learn obedience, as the passage says, cannot be because he was deficient in some way. Rather, as his sufferings were real, his cries out to God the Father were real as well, and so was his being a priest for us. He is the high priest who does not offer up the bodies of animals as sacrifices, but his own body, atoning permanently for our sin and becoming thus the source of our eternal salvation. Verse 10 brings back into view the somewhat mysterious character of Melchizedek. In fact, verse 10 is simply a quote from Psalm 110, which is seen as a messianic psalm that Christ fulfills. That being so, the particular way Christ is like Melchizedek is because, like Melchizedek, Christ receives his commission as high priest not through other men, but from the direct command of God. What does all this mean for us today? It means that when we call out to Jesus, we're not calling out to someone who does not understand our situation, but to someone who really can help us because he understands us. Not only does he understand us, but because he's in heaven and is the new high priest, he has power to permanently deal with the problem of sin in our lives, the sin that blocks us from being in good relationship with God. So we should bring all our needs to him. Needs for help as much as needs for forgiveness.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.